You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy L. Adler, a 5 Strengths Career Transition Expert, and I'm an executive resume writer and career coach. And today I want to talk to you about networking for your job search. So networking can feel very intimidating. I hear this a lot. Networking feels like you're getting in someone's space, you're putting yourself out there, you're not sure about the return, you're not sure if the process is right. So how do you know that networking is going to help you? Well, I will tell you that networking is the single most effective strategy that job seekers use, especially executive job seekers. And for you to incorporate this into your job search is going to launch it to a new level. So let's talk about what the benefits of networking can be. So what you don't want to do is show up in front of somebody and say, "Hi, I'm here. Do you have a job for me?" Because that's like a light switch, right? It's either on or it's off. It's either yes or it's no. So you're asking somebody a very off-putting question when you ask them if they have a job for you. So that's not networking, and it's kind of a rude thing to ask as well. And it puts the other person in a position of not ever being able to help you unless they happen to have the ideal role right there, ready to go, ready for hire that minute. So instead, you have to think about networking as a process of getting to know somebody. And by that mechanism, they also get to know you and come to believe in your credibility and your authenticity. So before you start networking, you have to think about a couple of things to get yourself ready. So you have to think about very much so what you want and what you hope to get out of your job search. So you have to think about what industry you want to work in or what industries touch the one you want to work in. You have to think about who your customers are likely to be in that industry or who their customers are, who the stakeholders are. You have to think about for yourself, where do you want to live? Do you want to live in the States? Do you want to go abroad? Do you want to live in Pennsylvania? Do you want to live in New York? Do you want to live in Salt Lake City? The more variables you add into this equation, of course, the more complex your job search is going to be, and the more likely you are going to receive help or benefit from this networking strategy, because now you have a person who's going to be your advocate and who can kind of tie all these things together and say, yes, this is the right person, and here's why, and here's how all of these things come together and why this person brings the right assets to this conversation. So as you're doing that, at the same time, you're thinking about where you fit, you have to think about your own skills and what you are bringing to the table and showing to your network, networking contacts, so that they can more fully understand why you're approaching them or approaching somebody or want to approach somebody that they know. So you have to think about where you fit in the organization. Where are your skills and your expertise most likely to be used, and how can you benefit, and what's your career growth looking like? So when you fit all these things together, you now have this fuller version of somebody than any piece of paper. As much as I love writing resumes, I know their limitations. And if you're thinking about a job search that is more complex than I just want to be an accountant in another accounting job, then you have to bring all these things to bear on your job search and not rely wholly on just that piece of paper or just your LinkedIn profile. So now you're starting to have people who are willing to speak on your behalf, which is worth more than you could possibly know in terms of your job search strategy. And that is why networking is so, so, so important. Now you have all this preparatory work done and you're about to make the phone call. Let's say for the sake of argument, it's somebody that you know. Maybe it's somebody at your former company, or it's somebody who's a member of your former alumni group or your former college, or somebody you know through a volunteer organization, or somebody you know through sports, or somebody you know through your religious institution, but somebody you know, but you're not super close to them, right? So you have to think about what you're going to say to that person. And again, you're not going to start with, "Hi, John, do you have a job for me?" Because that doesn't make sense. It's a nonsensical question in this context. So you have to think about how you're going to plan this conversation. And the best way to do that is to not talk about yourself at all. I'm going to say that again. Don't approach this conversation with you in the center ring with the light shining on you, ready to do your roadshow. No one likes that. Start by asking questions. There's a reason you're reaching out to this particular person, and it's probably because they're interesting and capable and thoughtful, and they know something you don't. So why not put them in the position of expertise and ask them what they know, and be very engaged and curious and thoughtful about what they say without even mentioning what you're doing. Of course, the subtext is that you're probably, they understand that you might be looking for a job, or they might understand from your questions that you're thinking about moving to a new industry or a new company. So when it comes around to it, start saying things like, "Yeah, I'm glad I'm reaching out. I'm glad to know this. I'm glad we're reconnecting, because I am thinking about looking for a new role. And this information is absolutely going to help me as I prepare for the next thing," which then leaves them kind of a runway to answer your question or your unstated question in a couple of ways. And inevitably, they're going to say, "Well, I don't know about my company right now, or I don't know if there's a position available right this minute." And you say, "That's okay. That's not why I'm calling. Actually, what I was really interested in knowing is if you wouldn't mind facilitating an introduction to Sam." Now, you've done your homework, so you know that John knows Sam, and Sam might be interesting to you for a variety of reasons. Maybe Sam is at a good company, or Sam has a particular access to knowledge, or Sam is working with a set of customers that are appealing to you. But you've asked John for something that John can do. John can write an email and copy you both. John can pick up the phone if John knows Sam well enough. You're not asking John to do anything more than vouch for your credibility. But that credibility will go a long way in the conversation that you ultimately will have with Sam, because now you're a warm lead, you're a warm connection to Sam, and not calling Sam up out of the blue. So as you approach your networking strategy, again, don't forget to take an inventory of all the things that you are bringing to the table that you want to make sure somebody understands about you. And then feel free to refine the way you talk about those things as you learn more about the environment in which you're seeking entry. Think about who you can talk to. Think about whether these are colleagues or former colleagues or people who went to the same school as you, or people who are part of the same social organization. They don't have to be super close friends, but I will tell you that you might start with your best friend or your spouse's best friend or your cousin, people you know well who would be surprised to hear from you anyway, who might be a more receptive audience for your first or second or third try on this new technique you're trying to entertain. And besides which, they probably know good, interesting, exciting people. So you can take advantage of the fact that, of course, they're going to represent you well to somebody who's a little bit different. Now let's contrast this whole thing with your going on LinkedIn. This is also a viable strategy, by the way. Let's contrast this with going on LinkedIn and you find somebody who has a job that you want to learn more about, let's say for the sake of argument. You don't know this person. You're 3 degrees of separation away. You have no way of reaching out. So you write a very compelling introduction to yourself and put it into a connection request. And you're thinking about this, so you're not just clicking connect. You can do that, but you want to amplify your strategy. So you're saying, "Hey, Mary, I saw that you do XYZ based on what you wrote in your profile. I'm really interested in that, and I would love to get 5 minutes on the phone with you." We'll see if Mary writes you back. It's going from total cold call to potentially now more of a warm lead. The idea is you're trying to bring people into your circle or trying to get into other people's circles so that you have this credibility that will absolutely serve you as you go through your job search. So on a practical level, more than just calling people and emailing people from the privacy or the hidden nature of your own office, what if you started going out into the community and started doing things? You can volunteer in organizations that you think are going to have interesting people. You can go to networking events. You can collect names and addresses off of conference lists for conferences you have attended and start reaching out to people. "Hey, Susan, we weren't in the same session because I was attending such and such, but I saw that you were presenting on this thing and I'm really interested in it." It can be as simple or straightforward, as authentic as that. And if you do all these things step by step, you will find that networking is not as daunting as people make it out to be. It is not as scary as it seems, because you are talking to other humans who inevitably want to know interesting people as well. And if you have a lot to bring to the table and you ask a lot of good questions about what they are doing and why they're exciting in and of themselves and what they're doing in their own organizations and industries, you can't help but be a compelling conversation mate. So with that, I will thank you for joining me for this week's 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy L. Adler of Five Strengths Career Transition Experts. You can find me at fivestrengths.com and 801-810-5627.